coming to McCook once again, coming up on Friday. And I know coming off a big game just the other night. Wow, on Tuesday night, Ravenna, 51-20. Offense scores some points. Boy, your defense sound like very, very solid effort in that one, wasn't it?
It was. Not only did we hold them down in points, I think we forced maybe three or four shot clock violations and number of turnovers as well. So it just was a great effort by all the kids who played.
Boy, just one game, a couple of points away from being 3-1. I know Ord was kind of a nail biter before that. I take it that's a game you had your chances in as well.
We did. We got down 18 after the first quarter and actually came back and took the lead in the fourth, but they hit a couple big shots down the stretch, and they were able to pull it out.
Wins over St. Pat's. That's Northwest squad. It sounds like they're the real deal this year. You played them in the opener.
We did. They're very athletic, very quick. We struggled shooting the ball, and when the ball doesn't go in the basket, it makes it even worse. And so, they took advantage of that, got out and ran a little bit, and got some easy buckets on us, and it was just a struggle for us to put the ball in the basket that night.
Well, when it comes to your scoring, coach, you look at your stats, 8 points, 8 points, 8 points, 7 points, so it's kind of even right up and down that lineup, isn't it?
Right. We're pretty balanced in what we have offensively. We have a number of kids that can score from any different position on the floor, and it's hard to say that we have one girl that's going to go off for 25 or 30. We just probably don't have that this year, but we have a number of really good quality girls.
Do you play a lot of kids right now? Are you playing 5-10 or down to like 5-6-7, just a few off the bench?
We've been playing 10. We've got a couple freshmen we're trying to work in, and depending on the game, they'll play a little or they'll play a lot. Actually, one of the freshmen led us in scoring last night with 10 points, and the other freshman had 7. So we're just trying to mix those girls in as we go along.
And really, it's a good combination. You got a couple of seniors, you got a couple of juniors, and boy, you're right, sophomores and freshmen, you got a bright future ahead of you with those girls, don't you?
They're a good group of girls. They're fun to be around. They're fun to coach. So, I hope that they continue to, work on their skills and we get better as a group.
What about the Bison? I know you got as good last year at your place, coach. I don't know if you're watching a game film, but hoping to get a big road win coming up on Friday.
Well, the thing about McCook is they've got some experienced seniors. And anytime you have some experienced seniors, it makes it a little bit more difficult. They understand what they're trying to do. Their press has given some people trouble, and, we're going to have to be able to handle the pressure.
You've got a holiday tournament. I know you'll have some little bit of time, but you'll get back in the swing of things coming up on the 30th and 31st, won't you?
We are. We go up to Amherst this year. We alternate having that at Kearney Catholic and the other years at Amherst. And they have a new gym, so I'm looking forward to getting up there.
Quality schedule here on out, coach. You get after New Year's, Christmas and New Year's. So, boy, got some tough games ahead with North Platte, St. Cecilia, Holdridge, Aurora. So, boy, that schedule, it's a grind coming up in January as well, isn't it?
It is. And, hopefully we will continue to make strides and be ready to compete in those games.